Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Monday morning, March 23rd. It's now 6 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. And here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak, the executive director of the Mills County Chamber of Commerce, Jitzy Loader, with me.
Good morning.
Jitzy, how are you?
I'm good. Well.
What's the most exciting thing you have going on?
Well, let's say this week, there's a lot of planning. I'm doing a little bit of a membership drive to really let people know about the Mills County Chamber and what they can benefit from joining. This Thursday, we will have a business after hours at the Art Church in Malvern, Iowa. Yeah. A lot of people haven't been in there, and whether that's their schedule or whatever, but this is a free opportunity to come in and check out the space. And then Zach Jones, the great artist of the Art Church, will be giving an update on his 2026 and what's going on, because then summer's coming and he's got a lot of like music concerts going on in Malvern and things like that. So we'll catch up with Zach and see what's going on there. So that'll be 5:30 to 7 on Thursday. So that's this week.
That's immediate, in the immediate future.
Yeah.
We want to say thanks to Medicap of Glenwood, Mark Hughes Construction, Barrett Auto Center, and the Classic Cafe for being a sponsor of our conversation. You have, how long have you been the executive director now?
October 14th of 24.
Okay.
However many.
So you're more than a year and a half at this point.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah, year and a half.
So are you a basketball fan?
You know, I've moved around so much that I always kind of do the whole bandwagon thing. I'll jump on just whatever. So I love athletics, and if I see good plays, I'm like, I appreciate the heck out of that stuff, you know, like watching good games and watching good players and athletes. I wouldn't say that you're talking about March Madness.
That's where I'm going with that.
I have gone through roller coaster waves of like doing the brackets and all that. I have not done that this year. Didn't do it
this
year.
It's kind of unique, though.
Oh, yeah, because
you have Nebraska and Iowa and Iowa State.
Yes.
First time ever.
That's so exciting.
Like,
I love it.
Nebraska won a game in postseason.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be playing Iowa. So, I mean, it's kind of.
That was their first win, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Like, ever?
Yeah, ever in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love that. So. No, that's really good. So I've lived in Nebraska, and now I live in Iowa, so I appreciate that, too. And, yeah, that's historical.
That is.
So it's so exciting.
So you brought all kinds of – how can people, Jitzy, find out more about the chamber? First things first.
They can totally call me, and we can schedule a meeting, and I can tell them more in person, which is always fun.
Yeah.
But they can also, if they're digitally inclined, go to livemillscounty.com to our website and just peruse. And then there's a contact tab if they want to contact me and learn more. But you can learn about events. You can learn about our tourism, which Lou Peverell chairs that committee, and she's doing amazing with that team. Membership, what it looks like to be a member. Look through our business directory. Submit a job if you have a job opening. That's totally free also. You can also add your events and then just learn more about our board of directors and things like that. So right now we have 9.
You have all kinds. I mean, you brought all kinds of like cool stuff today.
Yeah. You can go on Travel Iowa and you can get their magazine, which it divides it into territories across Iowa. Mm-hmm. So we are, I think we're like Lust Hills and beyond, and I'll show you that kind of region in there. But I believe they highlighted.
Yes.
They highlighted El Portón. They highlighted, I want to say they highlighted Teed Up Tavern also in here from Malvern.
Mm-hmm.
Which are both in Mills County. And I believe there's one. And then, of course, Riverbend Heritage Lodge is in there. Best Nest Farm. So Travel Iowa picks which places they want to highlight. And so the Malvern Depot is highlighted in there. So this is totally free. You can go on Travel Iowa website and get this magazine. I just love it. It's fun. So we are the Lust Hills and Beyond Southwest section, which is that kind of teal color.
Thank you.
Yep. So they work on two... they put it in pillars. So Lou has also done this with our tourism. If you go to visitmillscounty.com, you can see this. What to do, where to eat, where to stay, and where to shop. So it might be just 3 of them. We added what to do for our Mills County. So you don't have to be a chamber member to be on our tourism site, because we want everybody to come check out all the things. But you can see all our businesses that are registered through the chamber on the business directory.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
It's very cool. And so then the one sheet that I brought is our tourism sheet, and that's highlighting all the events that we have annually. So, you know, Henderson just wrapped up with their 51st annual Mountain Oyster Fry. I believe that was on Saturday, March 14th. And then we'll have the fair in July, Lily Fest, Cultivate Community. So all these things are listed on here. If you want a copy, we can definitely get you some. But the arts, the farmers markets, the golf, you know, for Mills County, we have the Glenwood Golf Course. We have Malvern, the Fairview Hills Golf Course. And then we also have disc golf, which is really popular.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're lucky in that way.
Are you a golfer?
I've actually been out. My daughter made me go out yesterday.
How was the game?
It was cold and windy. It was ridiculous. we suffered through 9 holes, but it was fine. So we also have the Wabash Trace.
Yes.
Which that'll start. Everything's going to start picking up here in the spring, you know, summer. So I'm super excited. We'll get that going. Mezzo sold. So they have new owners.
Okay.
So we'll see what, if they continue. I believe they're continuing that same operation of cocktails and bourbon. So we'll see as it evolves.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. It is that transitional time. So you're planning for events.
Yes.
Always.
Yes, always.
Continuous.
Yeah.
And then also looking forward to those, not necessarily new events, but events that you're going to continue to have annually.
Correct.
And always looking for new events.
Strengthening that.
Are you looking for new events or no? Or is your schedule full?
I think it's pretty full. We just need to get them down so that they're consistent. I think consistency is a big key for me this year. As we step into spring, we are really highlighting our retail and restaurants.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, like me in the winter, I kind of hibernated this year. And I didn't get out and about as much, but we really want to promote our retail and our restaurants because they're out there every day, you know, serving up good things and just showing up. And so I'd love to get more people to come to the area and have more foot traffic on our main streets and our squares.
I think it's important for people to get out and go do those sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Pick out a new little town.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Go to a restaurant, like you say, see if there's a little shop there.
Right.
Because that's what keeps it kind of a vibrant place to go to those shops and visit and shop. And
I feel like, you know, we're not Omaha, we're not big city. So if we don't keep supporting these small towns, it will start to die off. So if we're not growing, we're dying. And I feel that people are, the more we get into a digital world, I feel like people are seeking that slowdown, that connection.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I think this is the place to do it in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah.
I think it's so important. Ultimately, like, even if you walk into like Adriano's or if you go into Classic or, you know, any of the retail or restaurants, you can create a story there. And I think our lives are stories, are made up of little stories.
Sure.
Right? And I think that's super important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, this is the region that you can do that versus like the fast paced hustle. Right.
I don't want that.
I know. It stresses you out, right? It's a little anxious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Even talking about it stresses me out.
Right, I know.
My blood pressure went up a little bit right there, Jitsi. So. Okay. Jitsi Loader with me, the executive director of the Mills County Chamber. This is the place to do it for sure.
Yes.
Mills County Chamber of Commerce. Okay. What is this?
Okay.
The Trades Appreciation.
Breakfast.
Yes.
Okay. So in the kind of in the line with thinking about retail and restaurants and, you know, getting people to have that foot traffic and all that. I worked in construction. You know, obviously, I didn't physically work in construction, but I was doing business development for a construction company. So this is the season they're picking up, too.
Yep.
Right? And so we just want to shout out and praise those workers that are the backbone of this region that are, you know, doing the work. And I've worked for some companies where, like, doing team development. And those employees, there's this, it's really cool. I'm just reflecting on this. They are so proud of the work that they do. So I've heard stories from contractors and gentlemen in the industries, whether they're doing concrete or asphalt, they'll be driving their families around on the weekend and they'll be like, I did that, or I made that street, or mm-hmm. I created that, or I dug a pipe for that. You know, so like we're surrounded by the stories of the people in construction that have developed this region.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think, so the Trades Appreciation is March 31st on Tuesday from 7:30 to 9:30 at Switch, Southwest Iowa Technical Career Hub in Hastings. It's the old Nishna Valley School.
Yep.
And so if anybody is in the trades industry, you know, construction, HVAC, electrical, whatever you would consider a trade, please come. It's free for our members. Get two free tickets. And then I believe it's $15 a ticket extra. So come check it out. If you have a team that's in the trades, bring them over for some breakfast and then you can get back to work.
Yeah.
But we had lunch last year and so we're trying to breakfast this year. So we'll have breakfast burritos.
March 31st, that's a Thursday.
Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. You're correct. I just want to make sure that you're paying attention.
I don't have a calendar.
Just make sure you're paying attention.
Thanks. It's Monday. You're challenging me.
It is a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday. From 7:30 until 9:30 at the Switch Center.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to visit with Katie Lewis not too long ago.
Oh,
we talked about the Switch Center and some things going on there. So
I love her.
That's cool.
Yes, it's so cool. Yeah. And, you know, we're growing it. It's the second annual. So still, like, people maybe don't really grasp the concept of it. But really, it's so simple. It's just come eat, come hang out with people who are in the same industry. Appreciate, like, you guys are all in this together and that we also see you and value you. As a chamber, as a community, you know, so just holding space for them because it is kind of an unthankful job sometimes, you know, you could do the hard work and then you got the dirty clothes and the backache to, you know, to show for it. But
so this is an RSVP event, right?
Yes, because just because we're having breakfast.
It makes perfect sense.
I know.
To get a kind of a head count to know he's coming. How would people register, sign up, and get prepared to go to that?
It's on our Facebook page right now. So if you go to our Facebook page, which is Mills County Chamber of Commerce, they can go to the events tab. And if they go to the calendar on our website also.
It's on there?
It's on there also for the 31st. They just have to click through the links.
Okay.
And then register through Eventbrite. So it's all there. And then if they have any questions, of course, I can help them walk them through that. So super excited about that event. Also, Lou, who is in charge of our tourism, kind of spearheaded that. She has boys. Her sons are in the trades industries. And so passionate behind that, too. So and that's
awesome.
Another thing with the chamber and just our communities is the volunteerism. I'm one person. And so really seeing people that are you get people that are passionate about certain things and let them run with it, right? It's really about empowering people to live in their purpose. And that's what I'm passionate about is seeing, like, I'm not trying to do everything and be the high achiever. Like, I want people to just get connected. And that's how we get integrated into the community, right? And I did not do that for many years. I was kind of that commuter lifestyle, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this has been really special to me to, like, be more involved.
We are visiting with Chitsy Loader, the executive director of the Mills County Chamber of Commerce. Your website is?
LiveMillsCounty.com. Some people say live, but it's live, L-I-V-E, Mills, M-I, and then county is spelled out, LiveMillsCounty.com.
So you can click on that and go search that out. You have a lot of information available for people on there, what's going on, what's coming up, how they can be involved. If someone wants to talk about membership, should they reach out to you?
Absolutely. Let's have a talk about it. I am not a pushy salesperson if you're scared. Also, we are doing a proration, so you're not going to pay for April at all. You're going to get it prorated May through December, and that's the campaign I'll be working on here in the next few weeks. So really just we're not trying to – we just want you to have a community, a space, a place to have resources, a voice for your business. I have been an entrepreneur. You don't have to do it all by yourself.
And you work within – I mean, you promote Mills County.
Right.
Right? So not just – Glenwood or Malvern. I mean, you promote the whole and the entirety of Mills County.
Oh, yeah.
Which include all those.
Absolutely. We always say 8.5, but there's nine. I mean, Tabor is Fremont Mills. Tabor's getting in there more and they have so many activities. So that's fun. But, you know, we do have members in Council Bluffs and Bellevue and Villisca. So it's where our members are.
Yeah.
You know, and the communities. So
what's the most fun part of your job, Chitsy?
It's people. It's always people. Now, I do have to – I'm the person that has to kind of recharge my battery every once in a while, so – and I'll do that when appropriate. But, I'm here to hold space and see how I can help people think bigger and grow their business and get involved.
Yeah. Do you have other activities that are upcoming that we need to be aware of? So
sure.
This is coming up.
So the Trades Appreciation.
This is Tuesday.
Yeah. But come to Art Church on Thursday.
Okay.
Then, I mean, mark your calendar because you can't – people always say, oh, there's nothing to do. There's always something to do here. People are really trying to put things out there. So I will say the next thing to watch for is the legislative coffee.
Okay.
So We'll have our representatives. It's the final one, and they're going to be at the Lakin Community Center in Malvern on Saturday, April 11th from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
So go or come check that out and listen to the topics that are important to people right now and hear from other people. It's, again, open to the public, just, you know.
I think that's a great opportunity for people to talk to their legislators.
It is. And just voice their opinion, you know.
What's going on?
Uh-huh.
If they agree or disagree.
Exactly.
Just talk. It's time to talk to them. Good time to visit with them. Let them know what you're thinking.
You know, let me say this. We have not all been taught to communicate effectively, right, as humans.
Yeah.
You think about how you were raised. I think this holds space for us to also communicate what we're feeling and not in a aggressive way. It can really just be like a healthy conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, about what's going on. And I think getting that out makes people feel valued, seen, and heard. And so I would really encourage anybody to come out and just say what's important to you, right? And then not that there's going to be an answer right away, but at least you can show that you care about a topic.
Right.
Or,
yeah. You know. Well, and there may not be an answer because of the way politics work, but right. You know what? Hey, it's at least for you an opportunity to let someone hear what you're thinking. So you bet.
Yeah.
Cool. Go enjoy. You don't have to really sign up or anything for that legislative session.
No, you just show up. Yeah. We've had good attendance. It's been at the City Hall the last few times in February and March. So about 30, 40 people show up. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that session is we're kind of toward the back end of that whole legislative session this year. So
right.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
So they get everything wrapped up. Yeah. What's the rest of your day hold today, Jitsi?
Today, so we have our monthly board meetings at the end of the month, the fourth Wednesday. So we have our executive board meeting at noon. I have a new chamber member, O'Rourke Enterprises, that joined, and they're going to be coming in. I'll do a goals session with them, just align and make sure I know what's important to them.
Yeah.
And then give them any ideas on how to connect with the communities and leaders. And so that'll be later this afternoon, and then a lot of behind the scenes work. So
what? Do you have other staff members?
I have volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah, so ambassadors have been kicking butt and doing amazing. I'm so proud of them. And then just in general, you know, I work with and try to stay in touch with the local betterment groups.
Mm-hmm.
So Glenwood Betterment, Emerson, you know, has two different community organizations, EIO and then the Community Club. Silver City has SCUBA. Right. Tabor has a few that we're trying to get more involved with. So I'm just one voice. And so it's just all of us kind of working together.
Sure.
So.
All right. Very good. What else do we need to touch on, Jitsi? I need to say thanks, by the way, to Fairway. I'm sorry. Let's say thanks this morning to say thanks to Fairway as well.
Yeah.
Metacap of Glenwood, Mark Hughes Construction, Barrett Auto Center, and the Classic Cafe. When was the last time you were at the Classic Cafe?
Really? Okay, this is a great question. Okay, it was on Friday.
Really?
Yes. Do you know what I had?
No.
Crab cakes.
Oh, yeah?
They're delicious. I was like, are these good? Are these in season here? Like, you
know, I think it may be. It's probably been maybe a month and a half since I was there.
I hadn't been there. I went to the Wabash Coffee, had a meeting there. Actually, I didn't have a meeting at Wabash. I was remote working at Wabash. Have you been there?
No.
It's a new coffee place in Malvern.
I have not been there.
Should
I go there?
Yes, you should go there, of course.
Okay.
So do you know Nick Sorensen has redone like the Ford building there, Malvern?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you seen that website on
Facebook?
No,
I have not seen the website.
Okay, I'll send you the link. The building is amazing. Just go check out the building. They've redone it. It looks great, and it's really encouraging. Now they have apartments above it, and then the bottom is retail. So they're trying to fill those spaces.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So did some remote working there because I had lunch there and just, you know, people buzz in and out. It's always good to like touch base with people. So then I had lunch. So it was great. Good time.
I love it. All right, Jitsi. Anything else we need to touch on? I want you again, tell people how they can reach out to you, get in contact with you or the chamber and learn more about the chamber.
The chamber has a cell phone number, so you can call or text 712-520-5855. And then email is director@livemillscounty.com. Website is livemillscounty.com. Lots of ways to get a hold of us. We are here for you. I would say the biggest thing I could encourage people to do is to, even if it's uncomfortable for you, try not to shop at the big box stores before you go to local first. So check out our local stores and see if they can fulfill what you need right now. Even find something a little more unique.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to jump on Amazon. I mean, I do it. But if I can try to support my local, and even just having conversations with the local entrepreneurs on what they're working on is really cool too.
You bet.
So, yep, support local.
Absolutely. 100% agree. Jitsi, make it a great day.
You.
Pleasure to visit with you.
You too.
Jitsi Loader with me this morning, the executive director of the Mills County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to Medicap of Glenwood, Mark Hughes Construction, Barrett Auto Center, and the Classic Cafe that make our visit possible.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Radahokie.